on the case.
Sensitivity training? Really? So a symbol of lynching of black men hangs at a workplace in Dartmouth, and one of the responses is sensitivity training? I was listening to CBC's report of a human rights complaint by Leon's worker about events that took place 5 years ago. That's 5 years. And I learned that at the hearing, an African Nova Scotian man disclosed having to deal with the fact that his mere presence driving a truck was considered sufficient to make customers uncomfortable. And that on August 16th, he discovered at his workplace an effigy of a hanging black person put there by a fellow worker. An act that a reasonable person could interpret as a threat. And those of us of European descent wonder why people of African descent are angry? Or white people ask, well, what do they want anyway? Or state that they should get over the race thing. Are we listening? Are we horrified? Because we should be. Because the race issue is a white problem. A problem of ongoing systemic and individual racism some hundreds of years old in this province. And it's not going away. It's not going away when a major employer in a large retail location has a black employee who gets driven away by appalling bigotry and threat of violence. It's not going away when the majority of employees in many of our private institutions remain in job classification ghettos. It's not going away when our major public institutions continue to avoid responsibility to do the outreach necessary for hiring, training, and retention of African Nova Scotian workers to redress their vast underrepresentation in the workforce. And it's not going away when our Human Rights Commission has become so weak and practically useless that it can take many years for a case to be heard. In the days following the passing of Burnley Rocky Jones last month, Canadians all over the country expressed grief and honored his memory. But it's horrific and ironic that all this would have taken place at Leon's only 8 days after his funeral. To add insult to significant injury, Leon's then tried to keep the details of this incident out of the public eye, as if they bore no responsibility for what I believe is a dangerous work environment. I think the company was more concerned about their profit line rather than policies which left one African Nova Scotian vulnerable to isolation and torment and psychological violence. So I think I want to know exactly what sensitivity training means. I wonder if the so-called sensitivity training included discussion of the history of lynching in North America, a history which lasted unchecked for the first half of the 20th century. Because that word, sensitivity, really minimizes the implications of individual and systemic racism and suggests a kind of a soft, I'm okay and I just need to understand and be educated response. I don't think that's nearly enough when dealing with an effigy of a lynching. To me, that's not just insensitive. To me, that seems like a death threat. For commentary, I'm Jackie Barclay in Halifax.
We welcome all commentaries on all topics. And if you would like to have your say, you